This is the Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday, January 15th at Gillette Stadium, the first Friday of the offseason for the New England Patriots.
I thought you were going to say it's payday.
Well, it is that, too, yeah. But I don't really think people care about that a whole lot. Some news to report today, not necessarily breaking news, but it is our Patriots Roster Report podcast, after all. So we have some roster moves to talk about. Nothing major on the player side. There is one major move on the coaching side with Dean Pease leaving as defensive coordinator. We will get into that in a moment, but just to get some of the logistics straightened away before we delve into that. Patriots did re-sign seven players, all practice squad players, to futures contracts, and they all ended the season either on the practice squad or on the reserve injury practice squad list. That's Robbie Agnone, Adrian Grady, Darnell Jenkins, Rob Myers, Darrell Richard, Jeff Rowe, and Bruce Davis. So most of our, because, you know, if you listen to the Patriots Roster Report podcast, Eric, our listeners are up to date on those guys. They were for a good portion of the season.
Most of them, yeah.
In some capacity or another, and spent a lot of time on the Patriots practice squad. So all seven of those guys, presumably, will be around for training camp, although, as we've seen in the past, some of these guys tend to not make it all the way through the
off-season. Right, or they come and go through the off-season.
So that is some news to report on the roster side of it. There are also items that might be of interest. Wes Welker was named to the first team Associated All-Pro. Press All-Pro team, which is quite an honor.
Yeah.
He is the only Patriot to make the first team. Logan Mankins was named to the second team All-Pro. It's the second time that Mankins has been named a second-team All-Pro, joining his selection in 2007. So congratulations to those two gentlemen. And you also made a point when we were walking down here. Randy Moss, who took Welker's place on the Pro Bowl roster, has now followed Welker's suit and will back out as well. And Chad Ochocinco will take his place.
Yeah, and the interesting
in a couple of weeks.
The interesting note on that, Paul, sorry to interrupt, was the reason cited was injury-related.
Yes,
Moss.
Very interesting, I would say, since he's been on the injury report periodically throughout the season for something that has not been injury-related.
So, you know,
ponderous thoughts.
The last practice that the Patriots had before their playoff game, Moss did not participate in, which is a Friday practice, and normally he had, during the season, missed the Wednesday practices for non-injury reasons that were specified on the injury report, and he would play through up until Sunday. This time he practiced Wednesday and Thursday of that week, didn't practice on Friday, but again, he played in the game, so it didn't seem like there was anything to be concerned about, but now apparently there is.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure if that's going to be something that's going to linger into the offseason, if it's going to require any attention, any surgical procedure or anything like that. But is worth noting that he is backed out of the Pro Bowl for injury-related reasons. And it was no secret that he was at less than 100% as we were winding down into last Sunday's debacle against Baltimore. So, not surprisingly, the way the season ended, the fans were... There was some unrest in Patriots Nation, I guess is probably the best way to say it. A lot of fans not happy with the coordinators on both sides of the football. Bill O'Brien, the de facto offensive coordinator, and Dean Pease, the actual defensive coordinator. Neither of those gentlemen seemed to get a whole lot of love from Patriots fans.
Season long, too.
Especially as the season ended in such an unceremonious way against the Baltimore Ravens last Sunday. Well, Dean Pease's contract was set to expire in a couple of weeks. No need to worry if he'll be back. He will not be back.
Right.
And this certainly appears, by all accounts, to be a mutual decision on behalf of the team and on Pease. I just want to read a brief statement that Dean Pease released yesterday. This all happened on Thursday, the 14th of January. So I'm just going to read this from Coach Pease. My contract with the New England Patriots will expire in a couple of weeks, and I have informed Mr. Kraft and Coach Belichick that I will not seek to renew it. I enjoyed my time in New England, but feel this is the right time to pursue other opportunities. I had the privilege of working with some great coaches and great players over the past six seasons and leave the Patriots with some wonderful memories that will last a lifetime. In addition to the players and coaching staff, I want to thank the Kraft family, the media, and the fans for all of their support. Now, in the media, Eric, I have to think he's talking specifically about you, because I don't think anybody had the ear of Dean Pease as much as you did.
Well, he was a good guy. Did a couple of feature stories on him over the past few years about his mostly about his off the field pursuits, and got to know his family a little bit. He and his wife Melody, and they're very nice people. They're some of the nicest people you're ever going to meet.
Very nice family.
In any walk of life. We wish them a whole lot of luck in whatever they're going to be doing from here on out. And we wish Dean, good health, too, because in the past year he's had some
couple of health scares,
some issues. We learned in the papers today that he had treatment for prostate cancer last year, developed a blood clot, I believe, in his leg thereafter. Yeah. Of course, against Houston in the regular season finale, he had the breathing problems during the game and had to leave, went to the hospital, got checked out. They said his heart was fine, but I have to think that was part of the reason why he might have decided on his end that he was ready to call it quits here, at least. That had to be a contributing factor, I would think. The stress of an NFL job.
I would agree with you. He has sort of downplayed that. Now, I think we should probably just give a little bit of a quick timeline here as to how this all unfolded. Yesterday, late afternoon, the Providence Journal reported that Dean had been fired.
Mm-hmm.
That is inaccurate on all accounts, according to the team, according to Robert Kraft, according to Dean Pease. Everybody is in agreement. There was no termination here. There was no firing. Rather, it would appear to be a situation where the contract was set to expire. And by all accounts, as I said, and I did some digging on this today, and it would certainly seem to be a mutual parting of the ways. I think Dean is not interested in coming back as the defensive coordinator, nor do I necessarily think the team was overly sorry to hear about that.
Mm-hmm. I think it made the decision process a lot easier on everyone, and I think Dean, a smart enough guy to realize that, you know, he had his run here, and I think he, like he said, he enjoyed his time here. He had some good memories, but I think both sides realized that it was time for a change, and what better time to do it than a natural time when your contract runs out? And, the NFL calendar year ends typically right at the end of February, right when free agency begins. That's when the NFL calendar year begins, and that's normally when contracts come to an end. So it was just a natural time, and this was the week to do it. The season for the Patriots just ended, and now's the time when you're starting to think about, you know, what do we do for the future? Who's coming back? Who's not? How are we going to go forward? And I think it was just the right time for Dean. He didn't rule out going back to coaching in the fall at some level.
No, I don't think that he's closed the door on coaching at all. I would agree with you.
I'd be surprised if it's in the NFL again.
Yeah, I would tend to think that as well. He downplayed the medical aspect of it, his health concerns. I think he feels like he got a clean bill of health, and he mentioned that his dad, passed away at the age of 57 of a heart attack, and this episode in Houston, this recent episode, was sort of scary for him in that regard. He's 60.
Right.
But all the tests proved that his heart, according to Pease, is very healthy. So he downplayed that angle of it. I think he'll take some time and sort of enjoy his family a little bit. That's what he said he's planning on doing in the immediate. We'll see what happens down the road. But I don't necessarily think the Patriots, and I asked the question, if there was another year on the contract, do we think this would have ended? And I can't get really anybody to give me an answer on that. They're speculating. They don't know.
Right.
And, you know, it's a hypothetical that they really don't know the answer to, which is why I don't necessarily think it was an abundance of displeasure with the job that Pease was doing. I think Patriots fans are going to look at this and say, it's about time. I had to start cleaning house.
Right.
You know, I had to get rid of these guys, out with the old. But I don't necessarily think
that's what the case was here.
I think, like I said, I think if the team really wanted him back, I think they could have done stuff to get him back. But I don't think this was something they were looking to push him out the door either. I think it was a mutual parting of the ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you're probably right, Paul.
Now, where do you go, though? I mean, the more important thing is now, And this probably won't be the only coaching move that we're talking about this offseason.
No.
We've already heard some rumblings of a possibility of Bill O'Brien being interested in a college job, perhaps being the offensive coordinator at Syracuse. We've seen internet reports on that. But who do you think, where do the Patriots turn to fill this job? Do they go? They stay in-house? Do they go outside? Do they go to the college ranks? Is it a big name? Is it someone Belichick is familiar with? Where do they go?
Well, history would tell you that they would hire from within, because that's what they've done with several of those key positions over the last few years, most of this decade, really. I think Romeo Crennel was the last time they went outside the organization to bring in a coordinator.
And that wasn't really outside.
And it wasn't really
outside the organization,
right?
But you know what I mean.
Yeah, at the time he wasn't part of the organization when they brought him in. So I think history, if that's your guide, they're going to take somebody from within, somebody like maybe linebackers coach Matt Patricia or defensive line coach Pepper Johnson, who's been with Bill forever.
Who's the guy out of those two that you would like to see?
Probably Matt Patricia, because I think, you know, having talked to him a few times, I think he really has a handle on the game. And I think being a linebackers coach, you're involved in a lot of the decision-making that goes on the field with the front seven and with the coverage in the back. And he's a guy who's been both upstairs and down on the field a lot more so than Pepper, I think. So I think he might have a slight edge if that were going to be the case. I think the stars might be aligned, though, for once, for Bill to go outside the organization completely and bring somebody in. And I say that because I think when in his final press conference of the season the other day, Paul, you remember the great question at the very end,
yeah,
was about having young guys on his staff who aren't really the kind who can question Bill's authority like a Romeo Crennel or a Charlie Weiss used to do, because they were more contemporaries of Bill and had been with him before he'd won all the Super Bowls and, you know, were a little bit more comfortable in speaking up when they thought that he was doing something either, you know, a little risky or that they might have had taken issue with.
Right.
Whereas now you've got young guys who are working their way up and they sort of have stars in their eyes when they see Belichick, and they're sort of maybe afraid to speak up. And that was the question. Does Bill kind of see that? And he sort of conceded that, yeah, he can see where that's a legitimate concern and that might be the case. So I think, and he even followed that up by saying that, you know, part of their offseason evaluation process, they're going to look at all areas of the organization, including schemes, which I thought was interesting because we all know that Bill has his system defensively, traditionally a 3-4 defense. That's his baby. But if he's willing to take that hard a look at it, maybe he's going to consider that now's maybe the time maybe to bring in some new ideas, some new blood, and maybe shake things up on this defense.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if they do decide to make that leap and look for someone outside. And
somebody, you know, older and more experienced,
yeah, like
maybe
a Dick Geron, you know we've been talking about, and someone who Bill knows but hasn't really worked with as a coach, and it may or may not be a guy who has the same defensive philosophies either. You know, we talked a lot about Dom Capers last year when he was here as an assistant and worked basically in the secondary. He was his own blitz guy. He's a 3-4 guy, but a different kind of 3-4 guy, and we never really got to see anything that Capers was known for in his days with Houston or Carolina. So it'd be interesting to see if Bill decides to move in that direction. But again, like we said, I think that this is just the start of what I think will be a very interesting offseason with a lot of moves, and it's going to be tough to keep track of everything. We're still dealing with a lot of that uncertainty in the labor side with the uncapped year, and who knows if it's even going to be an uncapped year with some of the reports that came out yesterday. They might be trying to push through a quick agreement. So
we're going to keep an eye on that for
sure.
Yeah,
there's a lot of interesting things that are going to go on, and we're going to keep you as informed on those as we possibly can right here on Patriots.com Radio, both on PFW and Progress, and here on Fridays with our roster reports. Look for our pre-draft prospect reviews where we actually preview the draft prospects, draft candidates at each position. Those will be on Wednesdays. We will not start those for a while.
We have to do our homework
first. We have to wait till after the combine.
Right.
And we'll get a little up to date when Andy and Eric get back.
Speaking of that
combine
real quick, today's the day that underclassmen have to decide whether or not they want to declare for this draft, too.
Right. Toby Gerhardt has declared.
Fred's favorites.
DeMarco Murray has decided to stay in school at Oklahoma. So strippers will be very happy about that.
Yes, indeed. One of our favorite listeners.
So Patriots.com Radio, again, is the place to go. Patriots.com. We'll have the updates up there. We'll have as much of this stuff, much of this information as we can possibly get out to you in an off-season, I think, that's of high importance. So no need to prolong this one. The Patriots Roster Report podcast has come to an end.